At Planet Fitness, a lot has changed since 1998, but our membership has always been just $10 a month. On June 28th, that rate will increase to $15 a month for new members. So if you've been thinking about joining, now is the perfect time to lock in $10 a month for good. Once you join, your rate will never increase for the life of your membership. Enjoy free fitness training and equipment for every workout, all in the judgment-free zone for $10 a month. Don't miss out. Offer ends Thursday, June 27th. Rejoining after cancellation will result in change in membership price. See club for details. Let's start a riot.
Roger, JP, 105 The Bone, Real Raw Radio. How you guys? How you doing? On Thursday, 800-771-1025 or 727-579-1025. Always the phone numbers whenever you want to get in touch with us at Roger JP on Instagram and X. And Facebook. Good morning, JP. What's happening? How are you?
Oh, I'm great.
Good.
Yourself?
Just fine. Thank you.
Oh, yeah?
We had the pleasure a few minutes ago. Did you see him? Scott Solar Dude was here from Florida, actually. Stopped in to say hello. Must have been before you got back.
Oh, I didn't see him.
He did not see him, no.
Before I left. And he came in and he got to come in. He took some pictures in the Bone studio here.
Oh,
like,
yeah?
His wife's from here. And he's like, this is so great. You know, to be able to see, you know, the studio where we broadcast out of. And he's doing like a trip from Florida up. I guess they're going to Nova Scotia, and they stopped by to see
him. Yeah, him and I worked this out like a month or so ago.
Oh, really?
He was making his way up.
So why didn't you let us know?
Well, I know you guys, he was coming in originally on 2 o'clock and then 10 o'clock, whatever. I know.
Brett's on the Monica plan. It doesn't matter if you've come a long way or whatever. Even if you're right there, just don't bother. The goal,
since he's met you guys 800 times, yeah. The goal was to just have him see the actual studios. If you're here, you're here. And if you're not, you're not.
Right, but how about a text message? Hey, Solo Scott's going to be here. If you're around, why don't you drop in?
Mm-hmm.
Seems pretty simple to me.
Okay.
Well, next time.
I wasn't anticipating.
Dare I say obvious.
Yeah. Sure, could be. But again, it was just the studios, and I don't want to bother you during that time. And I know Roger sometimes leaves right around 10 o'clock or so.
Yeah, right before I left, yeah.
And I'm running around doing stuff, so I was just, not...
Okay, well, you know.
If he'd never met you before...
Sorry, Scott.
Yeah.
My apologies.
If he never met you before, I would have probably put more emphasis on it.
I'd have made it happen for you, Scott. It's not my fault.
All right.
You shut up.
Well, it was nice to meet him and his wife. It was very nice. And
I never met his wife another, before.
Right.
Good point. Mm. So I blew it then. Did I apologize?
She remembered.
That's right.
They're still here on Long Island. If you could turn around, I'm sure they're listening right now. Turn around and come on into the studio.
Look at the time.
In fact, Scott, why don't you sit for the entire show just to make it up? There's room right over there, right over there next to JP.
Fine by me. I just went to the gym. I'm going to stink.
We have so much room in the studio.
We have a lot of room right there. We can put two chairs right between Roger and JP, and you can sit right there for the entire show to make up for that miss.
What's funny is not only is there a lack of stink, but I'm at the point in my life where.
You don't care.
I have a convertible and I'm balding, so I have to spray sunblock on my head. That's where I'm at.
Just to drive?
That's where I'm at.
Welcome to my life the last 15 years. Welcome to it.
That's true, right?
Well, you know what? If I'm going to the beach, it's one thing. But now it's like if I just go for a drive and enjoy the car, then I got a
convertible bald. That's
balding, bitch. Balding.
Okay.
Thinning. Balding.
Midlife.
I'm not bald.
Crisis,
it's not midlife. I already went through a midlife crisis with my Jeep. That was my. The Jeep and the sleeve of tattoos. I'm past midlife.
Yeah.
I'm on the other side.
Well, how old? You're going to be. I mean, midlife
would be. 52. I'm not living to 104. God.
Why not?
Because I'm not living to 104.
You are. But most people aren't.
You can.
I want to. Let's keep going.
You could be like that 104-year-old lobster lady. You could be that lady.
Yeah, I'm good.
But we can't be that guy.
I don't even want to be your 80-year-old son.
This is sad.
I'll take 80 all the time. What are you talking about?
I'm just kidding. Yeah, no, 80, 84, 85.
90-year-old son. You're still
questioning. Okay, listen to what you're saying right now. The way you're saying, then you in your head are prepared to have only 30 years left of your life, and that's it, and then you're going to be gone. Like, listen to what that's.
And it's my goal to get in as much great stuff in the next 30 years as I possibly can.
Oh no! Then you just in your head you're going to be not around. I don't know.
No.
Death is.
We'll
weird.
See. We'll see how it goes. But you never like. Listen, I could be gone tomorrow. That's why it's always like everyone's like, you know, should I be saving more? Probably, but I'm just trying to get in as many cool experiences as I possibly can.
I mean, I'm with you there. I'm absolutely with you there. You know, you live every day. But I mean, I'm living every day knowing that I'm going to have like a zillion more days to go. Like, I don't, if I'm dead at 80, then I have 30 years. Like, that doesn't,
I don't want to get into it because I don't want to be a whole buzzkill, but you didn't just have the phone call with my father that I had yesterday. If you did, things might, you know.
Yeah.
You may loop back around on a little one. Yes, it's going to drive me. It's going to drive me insane because he doesn't understand that his decisions, there's a trickle down.
They affect other people.
They affect other people. Of course, he doesn't see that part. And then when I give him that part and explain to him what that part, what the reality is, why are you getting so upset?
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't want to get into it. Anyway, yeah. So that happened.
Yep.
You know, but today's going to be an interesting day. Let's see what you guys think.
Why today?
I have because for probably about 6 or 7 years, we've been filling up a 5-gallon water jug with change.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
And today's the day.
Today's the day.
Well, you know, surprised how heavy it is.
Yeah. So I
had
too.
Like two of us had to get it up on the bed and then like tilt it to the side. I got buckets.
You dumped it into smaller buckets.
Yeah, we had no choice.
Yeah.
Had no choice. You can't carry that.
That's right.
So the question is how much? Mostly silver, but not all silver.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mostly.
Yeah.
Oh, who knows?
What do we think it's gonna be? I'm trying to like.
Are you gonna dump it in the machine and give them a cut?
No, I don't get a cut.
Oh, where is this? Oh, it's your bank? Oh, good.
I have credit union.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have an account there, they don't take a cut. As long as you deposit it right into the account.
And they don't limit how much you can bring in?
Uh-uh.
That's awesome.
My credit union used to do that, and now they started charging no matter what.
Well, mine,
sons of guns.
Mine used to do it, then they started charging. Now they do it only for members. So you may want to ask again, Brett.
I will. I'll take a look at the sign.
Yeah.
Mm.
Bethpage?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, well, they don't charge you now if it's going right into your account. See, look.
So how much would be, so is a 5-gallon thing 2/3 full?
No, it was
7/8 full.
It was just under
up to the neck.
Just under the neck.
Really?
A little bit under the neck.
Like a water jug, what 5-gallon water bottle thing?
Where the water would have been filled up to into that thing. You know how they keep
it?
It's a lot of change.
Oh.
A lot of time and a lot of change.
Having done it. I have a little like a tumbler kind of size change holder. So maybe like 16 ounces.
Okay.
And usually with a good mix of coins, that generates anywhere from $40 to $50.
Okay, good.
16 ounces.
I had years ago, I had like this kind of plastic thing. And it was like, it was called like a big can of whoop ass. It was called. It was like something you would get on a boardwalk. Do you know what I'm saying? Like if you played a game on a boardwalk. It was, I don't even know where it came from. And I had that just less than half full.
Uh-huh.
And that was like 500 and change. So this has got to be
okay,
a couple grand.
So, well, I was going to say 1,000. I was going to say 1,000. I thought maybe I was shooting a little high. So maybe say like $600-$700. But if you're saying that, then I'm going to stick with my grand.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's going to be over grand. It'll definitely be over grand.
Yeah. And Brett, you're saying how much do you get from 16 ounces worth of coins?
With a good mix of coins, I would say $40 to $50 seems to be the average of the return I've gotten from that.
Yeah.
How do you guys have so much change?
This is like 4¾ gallons of change.
Yeah. And Monica, you said over 1,000?
I said 1,000. I'm sitting at 1,000 and thinking it's around there somewhere.
Yeah. Almost 2,000, but I don't think you hit 2,000.
Oh, I think it's going to go over that.
Do you?
Whoa.
Yeah. I don't want, but I'm trying not to. I'm trying to downplay my expectations.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
But I'm saying, like, I was thinking 1872.
Oh, my God.
It'd have been more than that.
That's a lot
of
change.
It better be more than that.
Well.
Or else, what did I wait all this time for?
I mean,
they're
honestly,
coins. They're not right. Dollars. Like, so four of them have to have equal a dollar, and then you're going to have a crap.
Do you have, like, a billion silver dollars in there or something? Or
no,
half dollars?
No, but there
quarters,
were a
dimes, nickels.
Lot of quarters.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true. Okay, I'm gonna change my guess, because if we're going to do numbers, when you said that, it reminded me. Mm-hmm. Let's do 1776 in honor of America.
Oh, nice.
Let's
1776?
Yeah, that's my guess.
Yeah, USA! All right, we should find out this afternoon. Brett, where are you going to be?
That's great.
So we had a 1776 for Monica.
Uh-huh.
Roger, you said what?
1872.
1872.
Maybe way off.
Could have done 1865 for the end of the Civil War.
I'm going 2186.
Oh.
All right. He goes over to 2,000 mark. That's good.
I'm going
to
go 26.
26?
Because it's your money. You're going to be most optimistic. I mean, obviously, you should be.
But he said he's downplaying. He thinks
I'm
there's
trying
three
to
grand
downplay,
in there.
But because I'm telling you, like...
That's a lot. You have to understand.
Then maybe I'm just delusional.
No, you might be right. I don't know.
But I just know. I just know what I got. How much I gave in and got 500 back. This is a lot more than what I gave in and got 500 back.
Mm-hmm.
A lot more.
Okay. So I'm going with 3.5 times that. So let's see. You're 500.
Oh, it's way more than three. Well, what I have, the amount is way more than 3.5 times mm-hmm. that. But we'll see.
Mm-hmm.
But you're very calculated.
And if you have more silver this time than pennies last time, well, maybe you're right.
I guess we'll find out.
Maybe Brett's in the ballpark. Cool. I can't wait to find out the number.
There are no bills involved whatsoever. Took the bills out. Hopefully there's no European change in there.
Your big old water gallon situation is better than my lame-ass envelope crap now. Like that's a lot of money.
This is, Monica, this is seven. It's at least 7 years. 6 or 7 years, at least.
Yeah.
And if you did that envelope thing we talked about a couple weeks ago, you would get $5,000 at the end of 3 months.
Right.
Oh, wait a minute. No, I was doing the short one, the one you did.
Yeah. Okay. Well, mine wasn't an envelope one. It was more of a, it was more of a, just putting a little bit aside here and there.
Yeah.
But the actual envelope one would gain you like $5,000 if you, because you're marking the, you're doing the envelopes of 1 through 100.
Yes.
100. So if you pull 32, you got to put $32 in.
Yeah.
Then you got to pull, you know, 58. So you're putting in 32, 50, all that kind of stuff.
That's five.
And then it adds up to like $5,000 at the end of the 100 days.
Screw your pennies and a water jug.
Exactly.
We'll see.
But you got to do it.
You should sit
I'm doing the 52.
Two of us who are like, you know, 5 minutes away from another sort of spine surgery. And we're trying to lift this thing and get it up on the bed. She's like, what are we doing? I'm like, I don't know.
Why? Get it done. Right.
We're paying for the surgery. Here we go.
Right.
Are we taking online bets here or online guesses? Because I'm just a Bill weighed in on his guess of.
All right.
He said all silver, 5 gallon water bottle.
Not all silver. But what did he say?
He said also 5 gallon water bottle, about $2,100 is my guess.
Oh, really?
Well, that's Brett's neighborhood, right? No. Did you say 21 something, bro?
Yeah, 21.
I said 2186.
Now I'm disappointed.
Okay. And focused on silver, I guess is the way you could put it, because there's definitely some pennies in there. And then I looked online, and there's a guy who says, my dad and I sorted out a 5 gallon jug full of coins, 10 years of saving. It took us 2 days. They did 2 days of putting them in the rolls.
Yeah.
Oh, hell no.
They separated them out, put them in the rolls. 2 days worth.
I would have done that.
And their number came out to $2,349.50.
2300. All right, so I'm probably overshooting with 26.
You might be. I don't know. It depends. Everyone's different. Yeah, I mean, if it's really focused on silver, you can really jack it up.
I couldn't even fathom sitting there counting it out and putting it in
rolls.
That
would be fun.
No,
this is what you do see. No, this is what you do see is you get like some girlfriends together.
What I do is I pay you.
Yeah, that's and I would do it. Get some booze, get some snacks, put something on the TV or maybe some music on.
Monica,
and just hang out.
But you got to realize.
For 2 days.
I am we got to remember what my brain is. It's a Super Bowl bouncing in a vacuum.
Yeah, that's true.
Right? So I start to count like a roll of quarters, and I'm like one, two, like by the dollars, putting them in four at a time. And then I'm like, oh, was that 4 or 5? God damn it. Take it out. Put it back in again. You know how long that would take me?
But you wouldn't have it, like you won't super focus on that? It won't like super hyper focus on?
No.
And on the other end of the spectrum, there's someone who had a 5 gallon bucket with just quarters. And they came out to about $5,800.
$5,800?
Just quarters. That's a huge difference.
Yeah,
that's
huge.
Yeah.
Whatever you do, JP, or whatever it turns out to be, it's good. It doesn't, you know what I mean?
Of course.
It's bonus extra money. You know, even $100 will be good, but it's going to be way more than that. So it's going to, I was the lowest guest at $1,776. So even if it's that's a lot of money. And whatever it pays for your vacations or your hotels or whatever it is.
But I'll be disappointed if it is.
What I'm saying. Don't be disappointed. You're disappointed at free money. Like, listen to how
free money. It's my money.
Girl math. You're disappointed at $1,776.
I think I waited too long to tamper my expectations. Because I think the whole time I'm like, this is gonna be like four grand.
Oh my god!
And now I'm looking at it, I'm like, I don't think it's 4 grand, but it's not gonna be that much less. And now all of a sudden everybody's like, yeah, 1,700, 1,600, 2,100.
Is it too late? Is it too late for you to stick with the 1776? And then when it's more, then you're like, yeah, now.
No, it'll be whatever it's gonna be. That's fine. I'll be right.
Your brain is something else.
Mine.
Yes, yours.
Wow.
You're telling me it's a Super Bowl. You're telling me that you're disappointed with $1,776.
Not disappointed. It's just that when you have something in your head,
mm-hmm.
and then all of a sudden you're face to face with the reality of it, and you were wrong the entire time, you're not going to be like, oh, cool.
It would be cool if it was more than what you were thinking, right?
Right.
You'd be like, oh, that's great.
That's why I wish I didn't talk to you guys.
Hold on, Bill is on line three.
I wouldn't have been disappointed until later on today.
You might want to like talking to Bill. Go ahead, Bill.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, I filled one up, weighed 102 pounds. I walked away with $1,489.
That was a five-gallon jug you did?
That was a Deer Park solid glass water jug.
Spring water, yeah. And it was a mix of coins, a lot of pennies in there with the silver?
Whatever I brought home at nighttime, right. I never took change out of my pocket.
Yep.
Yeah, that's what we've been doing.
Who has change? There
you
go.
And then you want to laugh? Hey, thanks for the call, Bill. Hopefully,
good job.
Hopefully
1,400.
More than that.
That's another number.
yeah, his number sucks. we had at one point we had work done at the house, and all of a sudden the level of that jug was less than it was before they got there.
Oh,
seriously.
So that happened.
It's noisy though. So they're tipping it over and dumping out change in their pockets.
We probably weren't home.
Put it in the pockets and walk around. Nobody can tell.
Just in the house doing work. We didn't. It's not something we look at every day. But like when we went back to it, Nicole said it to me. She's like, "We definitely had more change in that jug." And I looked at it. And I'm like, "You are correct."
We had.
But you know what? With no proof, you can't just go and say, "Hey, you guys were here. They stole our change. What are you going to do?" It's on us that we left where somebody would have saw it.
Well, the thing is, if they're willing to steal the change, you wonder, is there anything else they're willing to steal?
I don't know. We didn't see anything else missing. Yeah. And then all of a sudden, kids started getting sticky fingers.
Oh, well.
You know, when they need $5 to go to 7-Eleven.
Sticky fingers McGillicuddy.
We didn't have a water thingy, but we had a huge fishbowl situation where we would, and this was back when we actually had change. It was like in the early 2000s. And we put all of our, it was mix of silver and pennies and whatever. And it was near to the top. It was maybe a quarter of an inch away from the top. So it was really close. It was full. And that was the time when I came home, I turned the corner to go and I saw my house and there was like someone stealing it. Like someone had broken into our house and I just came home to bust them. And as I was turning around, I saw him. The guy was, he had one arm underneath it and one arm on top of fishbowl. Yeah. And he was running out of the front door with it and running to his car with the fish. Like that's what you're taking out of our house.
Is
the jug full of, and, you know, he's, and my ex had a crap ton of watches. He loved to collect watches and they were
the heaviest
expensive.
Thing worth the least.
Yeah, yeah. I'm like, why do you take all the watches?
Much lighter things,
well,
right?
It's like I had my car broken into, and there was change and a little bit of cash in there, and my wallet, my credit, everything was in the car, and they left my wallet. They left my wallet and everything
change
in there. They took the change and the cash.
Druggies.
Yeah, because they just want. They don't want to have to start selling things. They just want to be able to bring something to their dealer.
Right. Yeah. Come to find out, that's what it was. I told you guys that I fingered him. And I told you guys I fingered the thief and he turned out that he's been in jail before for drugs and all this other stuff. So you're probably right there. Yeah, it's kind of scary and weird. Anybody else thinking of I got a little change in my pocket going jingle.
Yuck.
I call you on the telephone.
Lang.
I do everything to keep that song out of my head.
Man, I'll tell you.
Because we play it on the other side, or at least we were playing it.
Oh, really? That's like classic rock?
It's who knows?
Sure.
I don't know what's going on anymore, Monica.
Interesting.
I really don't.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, it could be heavy country. Point, it could be, I don't know.
It's
anything.
Getting to the point where I start to walk into that studio and I get period cramps.
I don't know.
Let's just say it doesn't rock like it used to.
I mean, you're jamming to Huey Lewis in the news we discussed, so.
Came on this morning.
Mm-hmm. Power of Love.
Woo! All right. But you do play. No, but you said you play that Patti Smyth song.
Warrior.
No, not Warrior. What's the one?
But then Goodbye to You.
But then we played Shoot the Thrill yesterday morning. I was like, where did this come from? Yeah. Finally. Cool.
Yeah, the songs get rotated out and stuff. So, like, we used to play Scandal a lot. Now we haven't played it in a while. I forgot about that, so you just brought it up.
No.
I love that song. I've got in complete contradiction, I have my Kiss t-shirt dress on today.
Really?
Yeah.
Cool.
All right.
Yeah, just
Let's
for you,
go, Monica.
Paul or Gene or whoever's in studio today, just for you.
We're both here, and I want to see you out of that dress as well.
Oh, you're being pervy now.
I want you to be dressed to kill. Whoa.
Dirty old men.
Yeah.
We're 80. All right. Woo.
Well, apparently you're going to die in the next year or so, according to JP, or how long JP's going to live anyway.
Right.
We'll live on forever in AI. Don't worry about that.
Well.
All right. Well, good luck with your change jar, JP. I hope you get more than you think.
We're all rooting for you.
Let's put that good thing out. Monica, what is the thing we do? Yeah. We're envisioning vision board.
We're manifesting it. We're manifesting
But manifesting 2,500 plus, something above that. Would that make it? Would that be good? 2,800 plus, would that be good?
Yeah.
3,000 plus.
3,000.
Oh, okay, that's
what's more likely, JP, that there's $4,000 in there or that you'll do the whole thing live on Instagram so we could all watch and follow along and then post about it after to show the total?
That's not going to happen.
All right.
See, more likely there's 4,000, 40,000 in that
that's
jar.
That's not going to happen.
Just wondering.
I don't even know how to do live on Instagram. I don't think I've ever done it.
Really? Same as
is it the same?
Just slide one little thing over.
One little button.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
If you say so, I don't see it.
Or Roger JP.
Oh, you're right there. <It's wonderful.
laughs> Let's go live now.
Oh, right there.
Yeah, no, there it is.
Hey, cool.
Got it. Found it.
There it is.
Woo! And the sun comes up and the light dawns. And there you go. If you want to do it, it'd be fun to count along. That could take a while.
It's not too
That long. Machine's going to take forever to count that money.
I need a nap.
Yeah.
That ain't happening.
We'll be right back.
Is a detective down in Texas.
At Planet Fitness, a lot has changed since 1998, but our membership has always been just $10 a month. On June 28th, that rate will increase to $15 a month for new members. So if you've been thinking about joining, now is the perfect time to lock in $10 a month for good. Once you join, your rate will never increase for the life of your membership. Enjoy free fitness training and equipment for every workout, all in the judgment-free zone for $10 a month. Don't miss out. Offer ends Thursday, June 27th. Rejoining after cancellation will result in change in membership price. See club for details.